that's worked in an animal shelter knows that when an animal is first brought into the shelter, it is a stressful experience for that pet. New noises, strange smells, unusual people, and just the fear and anxiety of not knowing where they are. If there is technology or a tool that can make it easier for that animal and the staff who are working with that pet, we want to know all about it. In today's episode of the Intake Podcast, we're going to be hearing from representatives from Mella, a company that's working hard to develop technology and tools to make life easier for people and pets, specifically in the veterinary medical space. We have Jamie Driscoll, who's the marketing manager for Mella. Thank you so much for being with us today.
Thanks, Catherine. Super excited to be here and to share more about Mella and the products that we're creating to better the lives of pets and their parents.
And Dr. Alex Schechter, the veterinary advisor for Mella. Dr. Schechter, we also know that you're busy running a practice there in Detroit, Michigan, so we appreciate you taking the time to be with us.
Yeah, thanks so much for having me, Catherine. I have been a veterinarian for 9 years now, and the first seven were practicing in Manhattan in New York City. And I'm a native Detroiter and wanted to move back home. So I've been in the Metro Detroit area for the past 2 years, and I opened my own startup GP urgent care focused practice in October.
Well, congratulations.
Thank you.
We have a lot of friends in Detroit. I really want to talk about something that, when we take our pets to the vet, you always sort of hear these horror stories of people who have to climb under the bed to get their cat, or their dog is shaking and nervous and anxious. And some people just really dread having to take their pet to the veterinarian. And it's a phenomenon that we all sort of joke about, but it's a really significant issue because it really impacts, how they are interacting with the veterinarian and the veterinary staff. So one of the things that's been really transformative, I think, in the animal welfare space, particularly in veterinary medicine, has been the movement that Dr. Marty Becker started called the Fear-Free certification. And I was really excited to see, Dr. Schechter, that your practice is a fear-free practice. So tell us a little bit about how the fear-free movement inspired you and why you chose to make your practice fear-free certified.
Yeah, absolutely. And so, being a startup clinic, we get to set new standards and be a bit more progressive and kind of set a new culture and a new operating procedure from scratch. And so with that mindset, I wanted to create kind of a different experience for both the pets and pet owners and even the staff. And so part of that was, how can we make pets and pet owners more comfortable and happier, where they're not shaking when they come in the hospital? And so from the design standpoint, our lobby is set up more like a living room. No one is allowed to wear white coats because of white coat syndrome. We try to have longer appointment times to provide snacks and allow patients to get comfortable.
Okay,
And I
wait a
think,
minute. You've
oh, yeah.
intrigued me. What
Yes.
is white coat syndrome? And is this a real thing?
Yeah, absolutely. So it's in humans too, where if when you go to the doctor and someone walks in with a white coat, your blood pressure will immediately be higher, your heart rate will go up. And so they've done studies in pets too, where same thing, you walk in with a white coat, the pet immediately recognizes it, gets nervous, their heart rate goes up, their blood pressure can go up. And so that's part of the reason why we've kind of changed, had that policy in place where no white coats in the building.
Why is it important when an animal comes in particular, why is it important to regularly monitor a pet's temperature?
Yeah, and from a medical side of things, it's part of our normal vital intake. So TPR, temperature, pulse, respiration. And so we try to get that on every pet, whether we're worried about them being sick and, there's certain infectious or inflammatory or autoimmune causes, whether they're healthy and we vaccinate them and then they come in potentially with a vaccine reaction and check their temperature after that, or what they're, are they healthy enough to receive a vaccine? So a lot of times pets, you know, hide their illness. And so part of that is making sure that they are healthy enough to even receive wellness care. And so, you know, the other thing, you know, kind of how I explain it to people not in veterinary medicine is, so I have a, you know, a 5-month-old baby at home, human baby. And my wife, every time, you know, she is off or doesn't, you know, think she drinks enough or coughs a few times, the first thing we do is say, all right, let's take a temperature and call the doctor. And so having those data points, or like it's a main vital that we use, is really helpful in human medicine. And it's something that's interestingly, like, people at home don't have access to that for the most part. They're not, you know, taking, you know, rectal temperatures on their dog at home. And so when they call, you know, they come in, and that's kind of the first thing we do.
Well, and so let's just sort of set the stage here. Let's say this little dog is coming in, whether they're at a veterinary practice or an animal shelter, they're coming in, and walk us through that exam. It's hands-on. So right away, that just feels a little anxious for the animal. You're looking at their eyes, you're looking in their nose, you're looking at their teeth, you're physically touching all over them. And you have really no idea how that's impacting them. And then on top of it all, you're then going to have to take their temperature in a very invasive way. That's probably really scary for them. And so when I was really excited to hear about Mella and that how they had created a way to take a pet's temperature that's not as invasive. And Jamie, can you share a little bit with us about the history of this product and how Mella created it?
Yeah, so Mella is a pet care company that's really focused on building an ecosystem of fear-free health monitoring solutions for both veterinarians and pet parents. So Mella was actually founded after our CEO and co-founder, Anya, whose dog almost died as a puppy due to a lack of data to prevent and diagnose kennel cough. So Anya learned that her puppy named Mella had this ailment that could have been solved if she had had access to a thermometer at home. And it also would have saved her fear and uncertainty around Mella's condition. So her story really inspired the founding team at Mella to build a health monitoring device for parents in the home and vets and clinics. So Mella's first product was an axillary thermometer called the Mella Home Thermometer. And now we also have the Mella Pro Thermometer. So the Mella Home Thermometer is designed for pet parents to use on their pets at home. And the Mella Pro device is used for veterinarians to use on pets in a clinic setting. So the Mella thermometers are axillary devices, meaning that they're used to read temperatures under a dog's forearm as opposed to a rectal thermometer, which again, mitigates the stress that a pet feels when they go to a clinic and are getting their temperature taken, or if they're at home and their pet parent is trying to establish a baseline temperature for them, or is trying to monitor their temperature post-op or any of those things. So having an axillary thermometer, again, just lessens the stress that a pet feels when they're at home or at a clinic, and ensures that they're healthy but also happy.
So let's say my little dog is feeling under the weather and I'm not really sure if I should take him to the veterinarian, but I at least want to start getting some data points, as Dr. Schechter pointed out. So this axillary thermometer actually enables me to sort of sit there on the sofa and calm my pet, cuddle with them a little bit. And then all I have to do is take this thermometer and place it under their forearm and just hold it there still for how long? How long do you have to hold it?
15 to 30 seconds. And Mella actually has a mobile app as well, which allows you to take the temperature of your pet and the data syncs to your app, which then you can connect to your vet's clinic. So you can automatically send the data to your vet so that they have all those data points in their patient management system. When you come into the vet, they can look through all of the past temperatures and notice any trends and be able to notice if they recognize an issue when you should come into the clinic, or if you're fine to stay home and just keep monitoring your pet's temperature from the comfort of your home.
I love that. That's absolutely amazing. And that's got to be so helpful, I would assume, Dr. Schechter, on the veterinarian side, because you have information that normally, historically in the past, you're having the animal, the pet come to the clinic, coming into the exam room, and you're having to start the exam right there. And that's the first time you get the temperature reading. So this really changes the whole relationship between the pet owner, the veterinary practice, but most importantly, it's giving you, the veterinarian, the tools to really help make a diagnosis and just get all this information in front of you. And you just never had that before. How has that changed the way that you've practiced medicine?
Yeah, and it's almost like a new frontier. And that's why I equate it to kind of my baby in a way. So it's helping us in a time where we're just overrun with cases. It's helping us pick and choose what patients actually need to be seen. It's helping owners make unnecessary expensive trips to the vet hospital that they don't need to have. And then it's helping patients that are, you know, nervous and stressed out, you know, when they don't need to come in, or when, even when they do, then at least we know what their temperature was at home, and that stress and anxiety isn't causing their temperature to increase a little bit, which oftentimes it does in the vet hospital. So we can even get a little bit more of a true reading when they're at an in-home setting.
Well, and that brings me to the study that University of Wisconsin just published in July, where they're actually studied the amount of time that it took for an axillary temperature reading versus a rectal temperature reading. And it was fascinating to read that. Now, Jamie, you probably weren't surprised by that, the outcomes of that study, were you?
No, we've been noticing anecdotally from vets and pet parents that use the Mela devices that have been using them for years that they do enhance the efficiency in clinic and taking temperatures. So taking temperatures quicker, more streamlined when you're using an axillary thermometer compared to a rectal one. And again, also reaffirm the improved patient care. So that the pets being treated in this study were more comfortable with axillary thermometers when they were in the clinic setting. But it was great to see it actually published and confirmed by veterinarians and researchers.
Yeah, so Dr. Schechter, you brought up a really excellent point, which is the animals coming in to the exam room, you have no temperature readings prior, they're anxious, their blood pressure's gone up. So you're getting, is it fair to say that you might be getting a false reading? What, I mean, have you noticed enough of a difference by using this tool?
I just think, you know, again, sometimes when animals are very stressed, you tend to see, sometimes you see a little bit of an elevated rectal temperature and you're kind of left saying, well, is this, you know, a true, you know, temperature, or are they just stressed out a little bit? So in general, the pets seem a little bit more relaxed, or a lot more relaxed when I'm taking the temperature. And so sometimes I believe that reading, and if it's a little bit elevated, I might say, okay, well, maybe this is actually real as opposed to stress.
Dr. Schechter, is this a tool that a person like me, pet owner who just loves their pet, can use in their own home?
Yes, absolutely. So a pet owner can order it online, have this thermometer at home, and when they're worried, they can easily take their pet's temperature to check and then give their veterinarian a call to give them an update.
I love it. It's certainly, I just remember over the years of having to get a temperature on an animal. And I have to say, I am elated that this technology exists. And I'm just really happy to know that it's actually making a real difference in the lives that of these animals. And although I did find something particularly interesting about the study, that consistently the dogs and the cats were, you know, they saw a little bit of a variant, but except when it came to the Scottish Fold and the Scottish Fold cat. And I'm thinking to myself, is that because their ear cartilage is mutated or something like that? You know, what is it about the Scottish Fold? Is it just because they're a pretty chill cat? I don't know. I don't get it.
I was laughing at that too. I was like, that makes no sense, but you know, here it is.
I didn't know if it was, I just thought it was amazing that that was called out. But well, so if somebody wants to have one of these at their home, is this something that's accessible? Does Mela make it available to private pet owners to have this at home thermometer?
Yeah, so Mela produces two types of thermometers, as I mentioned, both axillary. One is called the Mela Home Device and one is called the Mela Pro Device. So the Mela Home Device is designed specifically for pet parents to have in the home setting, and the Mela Pro Device is designed specifically for veterinarians in the clinic setting. Both are available for purchase and to learn more at mela.ai, which is Mela's website. Both of the thermometers are axillary. The Pro Device just has more attachments for veterinary use, but the Pro Device is used under the forearm of your pet at home and connects to the Mela app, which then connects to your vet's patient management system. So all the data is connected and you can send any readings directly to them so they can have it on file.
Dr. Schechter, how do you think this is changing veterinary medicine just from a practice day-to-day experience?
Yeah, you know, overall, I mean, it's amazing. And certainly a lot of times when you try to incorporate fear-free into your practice, it slows down workflow and efficiency. And as an entrepreneur and as a startup, like I'm trying to maintain some type of efficiency, you know, we're getting busier. How do we keep everything moving forward? And there are not many mechanisms and processes that are both fear-free and improve timing and efficiency, because sometimes you just have to allow more time. And I think the Mela thermometer does both, which is really amazing.
Mela has other products as well. And I'm just trying to think, how do we make Dr. Schechter's life even easier besides this thermometer? What else is Mela working on that will make the fear-free movement even more powerful?
Yeah, so Mela started off with the axillary thermometers, but now has created a connected wellness ecosystem for pets. So right now we have the thermometers, we have a body composition scale, we have a pulse oximeter, and we're also working to create more fear-free pet care devices, such as a chip reader, which can be used in a veterinary clinic or in a shelter setting. We have food bowls that are connected to a scale, so you can measure exactly how much food you're feeding your pet to help with pet obesity and other conditions like that. So our main goal is just to create, as I mentioned, an ecosystem of products. So all of these work together to create a better life for your pet and also make it easier on the pet parent and veterinarian who are caring for them.
Talk to me a little bit about the body conditioning. How are you doing that? Because in my mind, that's always been a visual assessment. But tell me what it looks like with Mela.
Yeah, so pet obesity is one of the obviously most common diseases that's shortening a pet's longevity. So we have the Biggie Body Composition Scale, which allows you to take like an innovative approach to how you monitor your pet's well-being. It calculates their weight, their body fat percentage, and also their body composition score, which allows you to have a more holistic view of everything and allows you to treat them more accurately.
So basically it's a scale.
Yeah.
Okay.
Like as you would walk into a clinic, how you would traditionally put your pet on the scale to get their vitals, to weigh them and stuff like that. This just has more technology integrated. So again, the treatment can be more specific and you get a more holistic view.
In the animal welfare space, a lot of times there are animal cruelty cases where animals have been severely neglected, malnourished, emaciated. And so they're coming into the shelter under a situation that maybe they were impounded through a cruelty case, or they're part of an investigation. And so part of the investigation includes taking evidence, and the body conditioning scoring is an important part of that, because it speaks to how that animal was being treated specifically. So this is interesting because it provides a little bit more factual data I guess is the right word. And Dr. Schechter, how do you, I'm sure you've done it both ways. What do you see as a primary benefit of this new technology?
Yeah, no, absolutely. I was just laughing because typically how I explain body condition scoring to my clients is like, I have them actually make a fist with their hand and I have them rub certain parts of their hand and saying, this is too big and this is, means they're too skinny and this is just right on like parts of my fingers. And so actually being able to provide data and a body mass index for these patients, that's something we could track and provide a number. I think it will be very helpful for client compliance as we try to either put on weight or have them lose weight in a lot of these cases for obese patients.
Well, and it's interesting because in the private practitioner world, pet obesity is a huge issue. In the animal welfare, animal sheltering world, unfortunately, sometimes it's the opposite. And so this is, again, another tool that can be used to really help create a more efficient and more data-driven approach to animal cruelty cases. And I think that's very exciting in a lot of ways. When we talk about fear-free and how it's changed just the way that veterinarians, veterinary technicians, staff members interact with pets. Have you noticed with your colleagues, Dr. Schechter, are your colleagues happier? Are they less stressed because the animal is less stressed?
1,000%. And my whole staff is just happier implementing these fear-free techniques because, listen, we all got into veterinary medicine because we love animals and we love our patients. And it's mentally exhausting holding a pet to do a rectal thermometer or stressing them out. You know, we kind of lose that connection in a way. And so having the ability to make our patients happy and relaxed, I think internally that makes the staff happier and more relaxed.
So basically what I'm hearing you say is your staff is happier and relaxed. The pet is happier and relaxed. Everybody wins in this scenario. So there's really no downside. Jamie, is there anything exciting coming out from Mella anytime soon that we should be on the lookout for?
So in addition to the University of Wisconsin La Crosse study that was just published, we're also doing ongoing clinical trials with the University of Georgia and Cal Poly Pomona. To publish peer-reviewed studies on the accuracy levels of axillary thermometers compared to rectal thermometers. So the study that came out from the University of Wisconsin was great to show that axillary thermometers improve clinic efficiency, but it would also be great to have these peer-reviewed studies that come out to show more about the accuracy levels of axillary thermometers. So that's coming out down the line. Which is really exciting.
Dr. Schechter, thank you for the amazing work that you're doing. What advice do you have for that new to graduate veterinarian who's leaving vet school and entering into the world? What advice do you have for them?
I would say there is amazing opportunities out there right now for new grads. I believe there's 19 job openings for every one veterinarian that's entering the field. So look at all different options. You know, you should be interviewing and spending days per dieming and working at a bunch of different clinics and in different sectors. So I know, you know, Matt Pepper in Michigan Humane and Metro Detroit is having great, you know, externships and positions open downtown. And so you don't have to do the traditional route of just, you know, leaving school and going straight to, you know, a general practice or, you know, now it's probably a lot of these corporate practices. There are many different opportunities out there and explore our all options.
I have several friends over the years who have served as a veterinarian in an animal shelter. And consistently what I've heard over the last 27 years is that just doing a 2-week rotation in an animal shelter, you get more diverse experience than you could potentially get in a full year at a private practice. And it's because of the different types of animals that are coming in with the different issues. Anything else that you all would like to share about anything that Mel is doing or anything that you think is important for our listeners to understand?
One thing I would just want to touch on is how Mela can benefit people in a shelter setting. So one of the main things that we see is that a lot of times, obviously shelters have a high population of volunteers that are helping out with the animals in the shelters or in the clinics, helping make sure that everything's running smoothly. So one area that Mela can plug in nicely is that our Mela home device, for example, doesn't have to be used by a veterinarian. It can be used by a pet parent or a volunteer that's helping out in the clinic and can really help with the efficiency in that way, making sure that not all of the responsibility is thrown on the vets there, but also can help free up time. If, for example, a volunteer is helping, taking a temperature pre or post-op or helping establish baseline temperatures for animals that are coming into the shelter. And then also with foster parents. So a lot of the times shelters will have foster parents who help take out some of the animals and bring them back home. While the shelter might have large numbers of animals in it or are trying to get them exposed to a home setting. So a few shelters that we are in contact with have their foster parents bring home Mela home devices. So like a typical pet parent would, they can continuously take their pet's temperature at home to make sure everything's okay with their foster pet. And if a situation does arise where they do need to bring them into the shelter clinic, they have all that data on hand, but it really just helps take some responsibility off of the shelter staff and allows volunteers and foster parents to play a bigger role in the care of the pets, which is really awesome.
That is awesome. That's wonderful. And that's a great way to wrap up this conversation, which has been interesting and exciting, and knowing that this has had such a tremendous impact on the lives of private practitioners and pets interacting with their veterinarian, but then also shelter animals as well. It's wonderful. Thank you both so much for being a part of this conversation. And we really do hope you'll come back and keep us apprised of all the new developments.
Thank you so much, Catherine. This was great. Thank you so much for having us.
Thank you, Catherine. It was great to join you and share more about Mela.